Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Kehan. Today we'll discuss the article by Otsky et al. Titled, Habitual Exercise Decreases Systolic Blood Pressure During Low-Intensity Resistance Exercise in Healthy Middle-Aged and Older Individuals. This article published August 12, 2016. Joining me today are consulting editor David Gutterman, lead author Takeshi Otsky, and content expert Shane Phillips. Let's get started.
Well, thank you for joining us. I'd like to talk about a very fascinating study today that Dr. Otsky published, examining whether higher levels of general physical activity can reduce the elevation in systolic blood pressure that's known to occur with resistance exercise. This is important since systolic blood pressure elevations during resistance or aerobic exercise are predictive in the development of cardiovascular disease. Your study was based on two approaches, one where you looked at physical activity levels using accelerometer across a cross-section of subjects and noted that it correlated inversely with systolic pressure rise during exercise. A maximum oxygen uptake was also inversely correlated with the exercise. You also looked at an intervention study where a moderate exercise regimen was able to reduce systolic blood pressure, this systolic blood pressure rise during isotonic exercise by about 10 to 15 millimeters of mercury. That's a significant drop, and the baseline systolic pressure was not changed. The observational portion of this study was done only using women as subjects. Do you know if the same effect is also seen in men?
First of all, I'd like to thank you, David, Kara, and Shane, for giving me the opportunity. In our study, similar to women, maximal oxygen uptake in men was well correlated with systolic blood pressure during resistance exercise, although we did not show that data because of the small sample size. With regard to levels of daily physical activity, it is now unclear whether the same effect is seen in men.
Thank you very much. Dr. Phillips, do you have some questions or comments?
Dr. Otsuki, I commend you also on a very nice and informative study. There are some practical aspects in the study design that I think are important. And your study suggests that exercise training may reduce systolic blood pressure during physical activities involving eccentric exercise, even at modest intensities. And that part I thought was practical. 20% of a one rep max or 40% of a one rep max. Since systolic blood pressure is predictive of cardiovascular outcomes, is it possible that blood pressure elevation or blood pressure increase during exercise or moderate physical activity, something we would do every day, may have prognostic implications for cardiovascular disease over other baseline measures of blood pressure?
Yes, it is. I think that blood pressure rise during exercise may be a more sensitive predictor of cardiovascular disease rather than resting blood pressure. Indeed, previous studies have suggested that even though resting blood pressure is normal, individuals with exaggerated blood pressure responses to aerobic exercise have a higher risk of cardiovascular disease. With regard to resistance exercise, previous studies suggested that blood pressure during hand grip exercise was a predictor of future hypertension.
I'd like to shift now to asking about another endpoint that you measured, and that is brachial arterial stiffness before and after exercise training. Can you tell me, does arterial stiffness affect systolic blood pressure during exercise?
I think that reductions in arterial stiffness might partly but directly contribute to the decreases in blood pressure during exercise. First, arterial stiffness is a determinant of blood pressure. In our previous study, arterial stiffness was correlated with blood pressure during exercise, Second, in this intervention study, changes in arterial stiffness were correlated with changes in systolic blood pressure during exercise. These are reasons for that. I speculate reductions in arterial stiffness might be implicated in reduction of blood pressure during exercise.
I'd also like to ask you a question about the program of exercise. The focus of your study in terms of a training arm was on a walking program. Again, this is the practical aspect. Do you expect similar effectiveness of resistance exercise training on blood pressure responses to the isotonic exercise?
That is an interesting question. I expect effects of habitual exercise training depend on the exercise intensity. In previous studies, resistance training at high intensity did not decrease blood pressure during resistance exercise. When the exercise tests before and after the training period were performed at a relatively same intensity, these results may be due to the intensive training load on the skeletal muscles. For example, resistance training on a regular basis increases arterial stiffness, a determinant of blood pressure. However, some studies have suggested that resistance exercise training at moderate intensity does not increase arterial stiffness. Resistance training at moderate or lower intensity may have similar effectiveness of aerobic exercise training on blood pressure responses to isotonic exercise.
Very interesting. It sounds like there's an effect of intensity on arterial stiffness potentially and blood pressure. David, do you have another question?
So, Takeshi, one potential limitation of your study is the lack of randomization in the prospective interventional component of the study. I was wondering, to what extent do you think this influenced the results of your study?
I recognize that this is an important study limitation. It should be noted pre-intervention systolic blood pressure was lower in the training group than in the control group, although it was not statistically significant. It might be due to the lack of randomization, but I think the influences of the intergroup difference in the pre-intervention blood pressure were slight because resting blood pressure in both groups was in normal range. In the future study, I'd like to investigate the difference in the effects of exercise training between hypertensive and normotensive individuals.
I think that would be a very interesting study to perform, looking at hypertension as well as other vascular risk factors. Speaking about risk factors, one of the risk factors for vascular disease is aging, and the average age in your study was 62. I'm wondering if you saw any differences between the oldest and the youngest subjects that you enrolled in your study, and what influence age might have on these responses.
In our study, younger subjects had higher level of daily physical activity and lower blood pressure than older ones, both at rest and during exercise. However, we could not find any influences of age on the improvements in blood pressure responses to resistance exercise by habitual exercise.
So then do you think it's possible that no matter how old you are when you start exercising, you might still see the benefit that you observed in this study?
The oldest subject in our study was in their 70s, but also in subjects in 70s, blood pressure during exercise decreased after training period. I can say that also in elderly individuals, exercise training is good for their health.
Thank you. Dr. Phillips.
What recommendation would you make based on these findings to help people reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease?
First, generally, I'd like to recommend aerobic exercise training and walking more daily. These are important, especially for individuals with exaggerated blood pressure responses to resistance exercise. Second, when individuals commence resistance training, it may be preferable to attenuate the blood pressure responses to resistance exercise by aerobic exercise training before the training commencement. Finally, I'd like to recommend measuring blood pressure during resistance exercise for individuals who habitually perform resistance exercise. If blood pressure responses were exaggerated, it may be needed to include aerobic exercise in their exercise regimen, even if the resting blood pressure was normal.
I'd like to extend my thanks to both you, Dr. Otsuki, and Dr. Phillips. This is a very clever article, I think, with a novel finding, as Dr. Phillips mentioned, that regular exercise might be able to reduce the ambulatory increase in systolic pressure that we know is associated with increased cardiovascular risk. So this is yet another study that shows from a very different, rather novel angle, the benefit of exercise and may give us some insights into the mechanism of how exercise may reduce cardiovascular risk. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to an AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology podcast. For more podcasts like this, visit us online at ajpheart.physiology.org. Thank you.